Gary Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, one of the things that I've seen in the news today, especially in some of the blogs that are out there, is a concern over AutoRun. Can you tell me a little bit about what AutoRun is?
Sure. Like many security problems in the computing world, AutoRun was an idea that was designed to increase functionality, to make things easier for people, but nobody ever thought about the security implications. Kind of like if you can, from within your house, start your car so the heater starts warming up the car, so when you go out it's nice, but nobody thought about what if the car's in gear and it takes off running.
Right.
Well, with AutoRun, when you put a CD into a computer, the idea is that Windows will automatically figure out, oh, you're trying to install a program, and install the program for you. Mm. Or Windows will figure out, you put in a music CD, we want to play music for you, so instead of making you open up your music player, it automatically does that.
Mm-hmm.
With AutoRun, if a bad guy says, I want to install some malicious software, then you put your little USB key in, because AutoRun works with that too, and it automatically installs a Trojan or other malicious software.
Mm.
So AutoRun covers a variety of devices, not just CDs, it's DVDs, it's backup hard drives, external hard drives, all kinds of USB devices. And so the real security risk is that you don't get an option to see what's going to start. You have to know exactly what's on the device.
Hmm. So how would someone actually get a USB key to you? I mean, is this something...
That is so easy.
DarkReading.com
had a wonderful article on it called Social Engineering, the USB Way. And what they did was they went out to a parking lot and just left a few USB devices, like thumb drives, laying around. What do employees do? They pick up the device. They want to see what's on it, so they plug it into their computer.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the perfect social engineering attack because... you don't say anything to these people. They don't ever see it coming. They don't know. Somebody left this here not because they lost it, but because they want to compromise my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that attack works is because of AutoRun.
Wow. That's amazing. Actually, what's equally amazing is that someone would pick up a thumb drive and actually put it in their computer and consider using it. That's fascinating.
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat. I've disabled AutoRun. I know I can put that thumb drive into my computer and safely look and see what's on it. And I know I can format that drive if it's got stuff on it I'm not sure about.
Hmm.
And additionally, there's the Good Samaritan factor. If I found one of those sitting in a parking lot, I would put it in my computer and see if I could determine who the rightful owner was so I could give it back to them.
Yeah.
But I can safely do that because I've disabled AutoRun on my computer.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen that pop up on my computer periodically. Every time I have some sort of new external device connected. And it always says, you know, should I open it the same way every time? That's what you're referring to in terms of AutoRun, right?
Yeah, that's one of the AutoRuns. It gets a little bit sticky. It's not as easy as it should be to disable AutoRun. Steve Riley from Microsoft, a security expert, has a blog up on TechNet. The blog is Steve Riley on Security. But the title of this one is AutoRun, Good for You? And he gives instructions on how to turn AutoRun off, because in addition to a registry entry that most people know about, there's other entries that deal with specific USB devices. So... for me, it's not a problem having it come up and ask, how do you want to deal with this? The problem is when you stick a CD in or something like that, and it just starts running the install software, and you don't have a chance to intercept it, that's where it gets really bad.
Yeah. Is it easy to disable?
For me, it's easy to. I don't know the answer for everybody on that, because for some people, how easy is it to go into the registry and make an edit?
Mm-hmm.
There are some other ways to get to that, but that's the most common way. Steve Riley's blog is pretty good on that, and there's a lot of information. People can, if they want to know how to disable AutoRun, to some extent it depends on your operating system, but they can always email me at askeset@eset.com, and I'm happy to tell them how to do
that's good. And what's the URL for Steve's blog?
It's long. It's blogs.testnet.com/STERiley. Riley is R-I-L-E-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes into /archive/2007/09/22/autorun-good-4-u.aspx.
Maybe you just better either ask you or Google,
or Google it. Yeah, yeah. Blog. Google autorun:good-for-you.
Good for you, yeah. So, and about how long does it take to do? Is this a fairly simple process?
Oh, yeah, it's less than a couple minutes.
I assume that system administrators should be looking at doing this for, you know, all of the equipment that's connected to the network.
Now, that's where it gets tricky. I mean, system administrators can actually use Active Directory policies with Windows anyway to disable it, and I recommend it. But where they're going to run into a problem is that non-technical people oftentimes have no understanding of the risk that they're exposing themselves to, and the fact that they have to learn how to run a setup program on a CD instead of it running for them automatically, in some cases, is going to have a CEO override an intelligent security decision because it's too hard to figure out how to spend 20 seconds running the program yourself.
Hmm. And what do you do in that case? Is that just a matter of... Again, we've talked in previous shows about communicating to the employee base about these issues. Is this one of those situations where that's probably the best way to eliminate social engineering?
Well, if you don't turn off auto run on this, you're exposed. There's no way really to beat the social engineering part there. It's not necessarily even social engineering. For example, I believe the Sony rootkit was installed via auto run. So you went out to the record store and you bought a music CD from a company that you thought was reputable. You're not being social engineered. You know, it's not like someone left a USB drive in the parking lot. If auto runs there, you're at risk.
Right. But what I was saying was that it makes sense that if you're an IT director, that you probably should put something like this out to your employees in the form of a memo, just sort of alerting them to the issue so that it's not something that just our listeners or IT administrators can deal with. It sounds like this is something that everybody should own responsibility for.
Yes, and I mean, there's no problem at all, probably in most cases, letting employees know how to disable auto run. The proper thing is for senior management to accept IT's recommendation that by policy, and when I talk about policy, I'm talking enforced software changes to the computer, auto run is disabled.
Yeah. Randy, I noticed that as more Macs enter the enterprise, there's some other issues there with regard to auto run and iTunes. Have you noticed that?
Well, I've noticed it, but not on a Mac, because iTunes will actually run in Windows as well. It's a Windows application also. And it's an incredible piece of Apple sponsored social engineering, if you will.
Really?
Every time I install a new version of iTunes, it comes up and says, would you like us to disable your security? Well, okay, it doesn't say that exactly. What it says is, we've noticed that auto run is not turned on. If you don't turn it on when you insert new music, it won't automatically find it or something like that. Would you like us to turn on auto run? But that's effectively saying, would you like us to lower your security?
Oh, my goodness. Very good point. Thank you. And again, if people want more information on this subject, they can reach you at?
AskESET@ESET.com.
Terrific. Thanks very much. This has been Randy Abrams and Gary Thompson for the Malware Report.